Juneau County has struggled to replace lost jobs for several years. Now the economic picture could be changing. The village of Nisida may be the site of a new ethanol plant. Village Administrator Roger Harried says Kansas company ICM wants to build the plant. He says Nisida is a good site with needed rail, trucking, water, land, and zoning. The plant would mean 35 to 40 jobs at pay rates of $15 to $20 an hour.
It's good for employment for the jobs there, but also you can look at all the farmers that would be in the area that produce corn. They would end up receiving probably a higher rate for their corn as well as less transportation cost.
Harried says the ethanol plant would be modeled after one in Monroe, Wisconsin. That's a dry mill plant. What that means for residents is the plant won't stink. Harried says the village board toured the Monroe plant and talked with a lot of people there just to be sure. If the plant goes forward, County Economic Development Director Terry Whipple says it'll continue a trend in the county.
Where Juneau County has always sort of been the same for three decades, now we're in a sprint as far as evolving economically. A lot of activity going on up here. We got a lot of our companies, we've gotten active into government contracting, and some of them are looking at some very large projects in the near future. And so, and we're also heading up the state as far as developing a cluster for aerospace manufacturing.
Whipple says it appears the county's economic picture is turning around. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.